There's also the need for immediate simultaneous reform to the Retrenchment and Severance Benefits Act and the Companies Act in order to protect workers and ensure that they are paid benefits as if they are major creditors. In the event of the wind-up of a company, they must be placed first on the list. This is to ensure that companies cannot use full retrenchment as an excuse to escape their financial obligations to the workers. Workers who depend on a salary for day-to-day living are more in need of compensation in the event of a wind-up of a company than creditors such as financial institutions or state entities who can be buffered by their own profits or by the state. It is also essential that an indemnity fund or severance fund be established to which foreign-based companies must contribute, which can then be utilized to provide terminal benefits to workers in the event of the wind-up of a foreign company and or the upholding of any judgment made against these companies by our legal jurisdiction.